So back at the beginning of the year, I had a bit of a writer's block streak, and to sort of try and kick that, I asked the followers of my porn Tumblr to send me a kink, and I would try to describe that kink without using that word. There's a piece of writing that sort of inspired this. It was describe the color red without using the word red. Go look it up if you haven't read it. It's pretty cool. So how I'm going to do this audio is that I'm going to read my description, and then I'm going to wait a couple seconds, and then I'm going to tell you what I was describing. So let's get started. Okay, first one. A soft, wet motion. It drags across your skin. It feels like friendship. With it, you draw the essence of what you touch. This is how you learn that sweat is salty. From it, you learn scent and feeling. It leaves a trail, a marker. This belongs to me. That was licking. I licked it, so it's mine. Okay. Next. It's something you pull against. It doesn't yield. It makes you feel safe, or maybe nervous somehow, but still somehow safe. It keeps you prisoner in one sense and sets you free in another. It can lift you up or hold you down, but either way, it feels good. It's a feeling against your skin and in your muscles. It holds you tightly. That one was bondage. Specifically, when I wrote it, I was thinking of rope. Next one. Pressure and restriction. Control in one of its most primal forms. The sensation of losing access to something you need. Your body responds as if terrified. Your mind might not be sure if it's terrified or if it's excited. It is a struggle. You either submit or you survive. When lifted, you feel a thrill. It's a border between life and death. And when you come back across that line, you open up and life rushes in. That one was choking. Next one. You know how they always say expect the unexpected? That is exactly how this feels. It is sudden, quick, and unbearable. It's something crawling on your body just out of your sight. It forces a reaction. It demands your physical attention. It creeps across your mouth until it opens. It is a touch, soft and yet brutal. It sounds like joy. That one was tickling, which I had an anonymous Tumblr buddy who had a tickle fetish and kept messaging me about it. It was funny. I miss that guy. Or gal. I don't know anymore. Okay. Next one. It's a smell that some love and some loathe. It's the fog over gray sands when flame and paper curl into white lips and kiss you. It feels like home. It becomes a burning need. It is heat. It looks like wool pulled over your eyes, but it passes so quickly it almost wasn't even there. That one was smoking. I like this next one. A commitment, a promise ring. That critical piece that tips an actor into their character, only I'm not acting. The word mine made tangible and buckled close against my skin. A soft metal jingle. The handle by which you pull my mouth to yours. That one came from my shadow, Janet. And it was about collars, or a collar, or my collar. And this next one is the last one, and it's not necessarily a kink. When you come in expecting one thing and you receive something completely different, when something happy and exciting twists around in the blink of an eye and becomes ominous. When you're alone on the road and when you turn, there's a truck coming down the wrong lane at 70 miles an hour straight towards you. This is panic. This is what have I done? This is foreplay gone seriously wrong. I don't know what that person was thinking when they sent me that, but No. So that's all. And if you liked this, you can send me other ideas for kinks to describe without using their names. Peace, love, unity, respect. Bye.